Blog Talk Radio.
How big is your vision? Is it one that'll help you to get through the tough times? It should be. Doesn't matter what you want to work on, you have the ability to achieve. You need to take the time.
Sorry about
to figure it out. Got it? If you don't, pause, write a few more things. You can keep working on it. Once you have it, keep it in front.
Well, hello everybody. Pardon that little chuckity chuck there. This is Cliff McKnight on Joy Talk on Blog Talk Radio. QS Motor Vision and Leverage Me Too are here to talk with you about miracles. Do you believe in miracles? How do you define it? Can miracles help you now? You need to have that conversation to see the miracles so that they will see you through. You know, we have desensitized ourselves to the manifold blessings that have come over us. I'm amazed at how sometimes we get so comfortable and entitled that we lose sight of our blessings and of the miracles that occur to us. I guess when miracles happen all the time, they become ordinary to many of us. Well, maybe let's take a moment. Let's back up a minute and let's look at that definition. There are various definitions for miracles, and I posted some of this on the page of this broadcast for those of you who want to go back and read it, but I'll read it to you here. One source lists the miracle as an event which the forces of nature, including the natural powers of man, cannot themselves produce, and which must therefore be referred to a supernatural agency. Another definition is an unusual or wonderful event that is believed to be caused by the power of God. A very amazing or unusual event, thing, or achievement. A surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by nature or scientific laws, and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency. The miracle of rising from the grave, for example. And lastly, a highly improbable or extraordinary event, development, or accomplishment that brings very welcome consequences. As you look at these or listen to these definitions, then it should perhaps stir something in you, perhaps something that reminds you of the miracle that we are. The very fact that we are living and breathing creatures in this universe speaks to a miracle of untold synchronicity, that the planet would be just far enough from the sun to keep us from burning and close enough to keep us from freezing, that the atmosphere would be just the right temperature and the right mixture to support life, complex life, that we are able to get from one day to the next all of the challenges that life brings. To me, these things constitute a miracle. Now, you don't have to embrace the fullness of all those definitions. As a matter of fact, I recommend against it. I would suggest that you take these various perspectives or born from your own psyche and spirit, you decide what a miracle means to you. I can say that if you are a person of faith and you walk a Christian walk, that you have a book that refers to mighty, mighty references to great works. And further, you'll see reference that greater works will you do than these if you simply follow God's law. If you plug in and recognize Jesus Christ as your Father, and that he is in God and God is in him, and thereby, by the way, he is in you and you in him, then greater things than these shall you do. I know this is self-help labeled, and I'm speaking to you as spiritual. I could have labeled it under spirituality as well, but we're here to talk about miracles, and I really want you just to open your eyes to it. I don't know that there's an individual who, would be listening to the call that has a hardened heart, but let's just say that we must acknowledge that sometimes we just go about to and fro, and we have done it so often that we don't realize the many, many blessings that are available to us. Not only available, that we experience getting from waking up, opening up those eyes in the morning to shutting down at night. Now, I'll share with you what stimulated me to create today's show. And today's topic, it has to do with my now best-selling book, If You Can't Calm the Waters, Learn to Ride the Waves. For me, the journey was a journey of miracles, a sequence of miracles that occurred to create the space and the opportunity and the place for this book to make the Amazon.com bestsellers list. And I want to suggest that whatever it is that you have in your heart, whatever's in your spirit to be made manifest, that if you believe fervently and you put your effort behind it, bow your knee, pray and ask, and seek first the kingdom of God, that and much more will be added unto you. May sound a little hokey. Maybe pick up a Bible, read a little bit on your own, and then you be the judge. But my life experience shows me that this is a formula for not only attracting miracles, but living life abundantly. So I can tell you that I've been working hard and diligently in attempting to get the word out about my book, because the time and the energy put into the book was the kind of time and energy that is born of miracles in and of itself. I had three, we'll say, near-death experiences. And near-death doesn't mean that I almost died in each case. One case was just the fact that I found that I was victimized by cancer, that something in my life and habits and thinking attracted the disease and that it was in me. And at the time that it first occurred, to many it was a death sentence. But for me, the miracle of life is that other occurrences happen, and I wrote this in the book, the things that occurred that led to my going to the doctor early because of other medical issues that people would call hard luck or too bad. I call them blessings and miracles because they led to my getting some extra tests done that would find this cancer early enough for us to head it off with treatment. And while treatment has its side effects and their challenges and all of that, I can tell you that I am twice blessed to be with you today to share this message. The second miracle I'd like to share with you has to do with an accident, a car accident that occurred. The car accident that occurred was, again, part of me being a driver, having my family in tow, including my daughter's best friend who we had just dropped off from college. And ladies and gentlemen, when a man takes on a seriously responsibility of being the protector and provider for his family and then finds that at his hands he almost destroyed them, I cannot tell you how that makes me feel. And it's funny, every time I articulate it or put this, you know, think about it in depth, it still gets to me because it's just something that no one wants to do. No one wants to be a part of anybody's demise, particularly someone they love. So that those occurrences that prevented us from dying, from preventing us from being in deadly accidents and killing anyone else, were miracles. Ladies and gentlemen, we were traveling from North Carolina back to Maryland. And instead of taking 95, we took the back route of, I think it's called 250. To me, that's one miracle, because had we been on 95, it could have been all she wrote. The second part of that miracle was that we were traveling at a time where there were very few cars on the road. What had happened was, in laughing with my wife, I had a circumstance where I sort of passed out behind the wheel. And I say sort of because it was more like a trance. I felt it coming. I couldn't stop it in time to say something to have her take the wheel. I'm holding onto the wheel with both hands, stiff as a rail. I can't talk. I can't move. I could hardly hear her. And I say I could hardly because you know how sometimes maybe you're watching TV or you're looking at something and somebody's talking way back in the kitchen and you're in a different room. It sort of felt like that. And I'm going and all of a sudden, boom, boom, there's a noise. And then boom, boom, there's another noise. And I'm looking and I can see some and I notice I'm going across the road, but it's sort of a dream thing. My wife yelled, "Cliff, Cliff, 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 you're going across the road." Ladies and gentlemen, suddenly I found the capacity to just make a jerk, and that jerking move went bam, bam, right across again that medium, bam, bam, up and down, again going all the way across the other side. And then I was able to make another jerk, and that last jerk turned us back into the medium, which was this deep V. And for me, it was slow motion. My family and my friend Serena tells me it wasn't that it was that slow motion, but the truck sort of fell to the side and then back down on its top. And, well, I can't really say the top because I think they climbed out the window to get out. The short story there, folks, was not only did we make it through that, my wife only had a little glass cut scratch on her elbow, and my daughter had a small bump on the head when we were all otherwise unscathed. The next miracle is that it was like the ambulance was sitting there waiting for us, and like the people who, there were some passerbyers who had pulled up and just worked with us and helped us to go through that trying period. Miraculous. Now, the third miracle that I share with you, and there's more about it, but I don't want to take a lot of time. I see the phone lighting up. I don't know if you're listening, calling in just to listen in. If you want to say something, I'll identify the last few digits of your phone number. I'll ask if you have something you want to share, and we'll just pause. And if not, we'll close you back off. I appreciate you listening in, and we'll go to the next caller. But I sure would love to hear from you. The last one I'd like to share with you has to do with, again, my medical situation. And it was one of the things that helped earlier. But I was in Cumberland, Maryland, where I had some property. I was up there by myself to get some work done. And in the midst of doing the work, I got really weak and woozy. And I said, well, maybe I'll just lay here on the floor for a minute. I know that seems crazy. No, hope nobody comes in and sees it. And the next thing I knew, it was night. It was evening. So apparently I had to pass out a little bit. So now I'm a little bit shocked about the time. I get up to rush to the car, and there's no rushing in me. I'm wobbling, and I'm wobbling. And I make it to the car. And I lean up against the car and I'm thinking, anybody seeing me probably thinks I'm high or something. Let me just sit in the car. And I sit in the car, ladies and gentlemen. And as I sit in the car, I'm thinking, I'm not well, I got to do something. Maybe I should drive to a hospital. And I'm thinking, I don't want to be up here. FYI, Cumberland, Maryland is about 90 miles from where I live in Frederick. And I made a very poor choice. I don't recommend it to anyone, but at the moment I endeavored to drive home. Ladies and gentlemen, I drove 90 miles. Sometimes I had to roll the window completely down and scream just to keep awake. I'm dizzy, I'm woozy, and I'm forcing myself to drive. I don't even pull over for a moment. I just scream and yell and try to sing and pray and put my face out the door, out the window, and God brought me home. Now, you may not call it a miracle, but it's a miracle to me. When I got home, my wife looked at me. One look and said, what is going on? What's the matter? You're red. Now, those of you who haven't met me, I'm a rich, deep brown color. So for her to see red on me was pretty alarming, I'm sure. But I said, man, just let me lay down. I just need to lay down. And I laid down and then started shivering. And so put some cover on me, and I kept shivering. Put more cover on me, and I said, just lay on me, just lay on me. I'll be okay. And I could hardly catch my breath. And turns out I was going into shock. Again, I'm going to cut it short. The bottom line is that I'd gone septic. I'd had an infection in my body, and it had spilled into my bloodstream. And I'd learned later on that within 24 hours I could have been dead. But here is another time. I'm still standing. Now, compared to that, this conversation about my books becoming a bestseller, number two bestseller so far, and folks, I'm still striving to keep it going to number one. But it's the miracle of love and friendship and the people that I've called upon to assist me in this campaign that my marketing mentor had offered to me. And moving forward and touching lives has been my vision since I can remember. And I wrote the book with that in mind. And I just kept, I gave away 200 copies many years ago. I tried everything to just try to get this book in Kindle fashion and whatever to people. And I just didn't seem like the reach was enough. I do workshops and seminars and bring in and share the book and the messages. But it took meeting a special person at a special time and having special friends and family to facilitate and get the word out and to really see the vision, to capture the vision. And if you don't think that's a vision, a miracle, well, that's just how you choose to look at it, and I'm going to look at it how I choose to look at it. But I'll say to you that there are a number of events that have to occur even still. You know, it's not just how many books sell within a particular time. It's how many of other people's books sell during that same time. All these factors influence whether your book makes it to the bestsellers list or not. It's not only what it is, but it's, you know, what is the, you know, the category? What are the things that move people to move into that and to go forth and read and buy and talk about it? All right, I've just got carried away here, so I'm just going to come to you now. And I'm going to start with what it looks like the first caller, well, maybe the fourth caller, but your last four digits are 9271. I think you're from the Big Apple. Would you like to say something? Welcome to the line.
Absolutely. I would love to. This is Kim Latson. I just want to say to you, I am enjoying your show. I am grateful for you, for your life, and for the miracles that God has done. And it makes me even appreciate the miracles even the more so of what he's done in my life. I love your book. I purchased your book. So I just want to say congratulations to you.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. That's so timely. And Kim Latson, folks, you've got to meet Kim and Anthony Latson. They have a show of their own. You want to share with that show? Do you have a link or something for your show?
Absolutely. It's Focus Room Radio. And we, again, just like you, our passion is to motivate, to inspire, to help people change their lives. It's on Monday night at 7 p.m., Monday night at 7 p.m. And you can just go to, you can go to focusroomradio.com, or you can hit us up on Facebook at Focus Room Radio, Facebook at Focus Room Radio. We are on the air every Monday night at 7 p.m. Thank you so much, Cliff.
You're very welcome. Focus Room Radio, I'm going to repeat that because it sounded like it might have been a little bit of static in the call. FocusRoomRadio.com every Monday. Please go on Facebook, those of you who use social media, and look them up. Kim and Ladson, Anthony Ladson, powerful people, authors also, by the way, and magnificent works. The second call I'd love to invite let's see, your last four digits are 0548. Looks like Atlanta, Georgia, or south, down in the south somewhere. Do you care to say something? Or very good. I think she's just listening in, or he's just listening in. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for plugging in. Lastly, we have a number I think I recognize. It's last four digits, 2217. Hello?
Yes, this is Christina.
Yes, it is a number I recognize. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I am too. I'm so thrilled to have you on the line. You are such a regular on the call. I recognize those last digits. Please continue to bless you. Have something you want to share with us today?
Well, you know what, tonight I'm definitely just listening in and, you know, just listening on the miraculous accounts that God has oversaw and was able to bless you or bring you out of. So, and it's just very inspiring to hear because, you know, it's awesome to see when God moves, because when he shows up, he always shows out. So I'm just listening in and appreciating it.
Wow, well, I appreciate you. When you just do your little bit, it's a whole bunch. God bless you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just got to add to you, there's so many other blessings that seem to be coming at such a level almost that it can't manage it. God will bless you at greater levels than you can store, but you must begin with the faith, at least of the mustard seed, at least faith. We all have measures of faith, and that measure of faith is enough to take us through. We simply have to believe. Much of what I've read in my Bible says, as you believe, so shall it be. As you believe, the one thing that really strikes me, there was a scripture, a part of that Jesus is walking amongst the multitude. He's got people bumping into him and rubbing all over him and just continuing to want to just see who he is. And there's a woman crawling to reach just to touch the hem of his garment. And she touches, she's doing this because she's looking for healing and a blessing. And as soon as she touches her garment, his garment, Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Now, I just want you to think about that a moment. Think about that. You're being touched already. What do you mean, who's touching you? He could feel the energy and the power. And she, knowing that he had asked about her, said, "It was me," and she's a little embarrassed, a little shy, "but I knew that if I could just touch your hem, I'd be healed." And then he says, "As you believe, let it be, make it so." So you look at your life, and you look at the times where you think you can't, and you discover very quickly that you're right because you thought you couldn't. Remember those other times where perhaps others told you you couldn't, but you said, "Oh, yeah, well, you stand there or you hide in the bushes and watch. I'm doing this." And you did. And even when you've had disappointment, when you believe, you take that disappointment and just use that for fuel to persist. You got this, ladies and gentlemen. My message to you today is that miracles abound. They abound. They're everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere. yes, even when you feel like it's something that is sort of ordinary, like the definitions are saying, you really stop and explore, you will discover in short order, it took a miracle for you to even be here. For the number in the process of gestation, there are a number of these teeny-weeny, itty-bitty sperm flying up to one giant egg, and it takes that one simple sperm to get there, beating out all the others. That was you. You're here because all the others were not ready, were not accepted by that egg. You're here because your mother decided she would try to carry you all the way in. Maybe like you, you were premature. I was very premature. Some of you look at me and you go, what? You were 4 pounds? Whenever were you 4 pounds? Ladies and gentlemen, I simply want to suggest to you that you connect with other people. The blessing that to you, how blessed I am, how privileged I am to be surrounded by the quality of loving people, you would understand. And if you don't have that experience, I ask you to open your eyes a little bit, to open your ears a little bit more, and to open your heart fully so that people can love you and you can experience the fullness of that love. And that love that flows through them from Christ Jesus, from God Almighty, from this very universe, to feed you, to nurture you, and to take you to your destiny. You do have a destiny, but you also have choice. You have freedom of choice. It's like being on the highway, going down exit 15. You can choose to go down the highway at 55, 60 miles an hour. You can stop in the middle of the road. Believe me, there will be consequences. It's your choice. You can do a U-turn, but there will be consequences. You can take a detour, but there will be consequences. But the miracle of life is that on this road, there are many other people driving, and you have mutual agreements and all the distractions and things that occur. Still, you made it to where you are today. And listening to this show, tell me it's not a miracle. Well, by my definition, that I can be talking to you, and I will tell you, it's June 25th, 2015, and we're coming up on 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can be listening. I'm in Rockville, Maryland presently, but you could be listening to this in Georgia, Africa, Alabama. You could be listening to this in Greece, Rome, Mississippi, Rhode Island. You could be listening to this anywhere, but you're listening to it. So what in essence has happened is that I have been blessed to reach across time and space. It could be 2 years later, and you're listening to this. God created a miracle by blessing someone to learn how to create this kind of technology. A good friend of mine, I call it James Dennis, Minister Reverend James Dennis, said, just imagine Benjamin Franklin and his team discovering electricity and Thomas Edison taking it forward. They had no clue of what we'd be experiencing in this 21st century. And here's my last message to you. You have no clue what God has in store for you. And for those who will follow you and for the next generation and the generation after that, think big. Think beyond the scope of these small 50, 100 years that you have here. And realize that the actions you take can influence generations to come. This is Cliff McKnight saying, if you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves. I look forward to seeing you next week. Have a great day and be sure to vibe. If you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves on Amazon.com. Catch me on YouTube as well. Leverage Me Too on YouTube or Clifton McKnight. God bless.
From vision to decision. Yeah. Whether it's your dawn or your sunset, even when you've worked really hard, you've done all the right things. Sometimes, when you least expect it, things begin to fall apart.
Well, welcome to the after party. I don't know. I'm just going to say a quick thank you to those of you who stayed with us on the after party. Hello. Last four digits, 3040, your phone number. Welcome to the line. How are you? Prefer to just listen in? That's fine. I'll put you back on mute. Welcome. It's been a pleasure. All right. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and let us go. I've seen a few of some of the other folks have is elected also to just want to listen. I'll say this, that even though the show is over, we are just beginning. God is in control and in command. Even when bad things occur, good things can come out of it. When you are walking in your journey and holding and immersing yourself in the Spirit of the Father, you've got what it takes to succeed because you've got God inside of you. Whenever you get knocked down, use that time to say a prayer since you're down there. Folks, much appreciation. God bless.